Hi, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson here at the NovaCare Complex on an absolutely beautiful Sunday. The Eagles preparing, of course, for the New York Jets, the preseason finale. One eye on that game, Chris. One eye on the regular season opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Very interesting time. Cornerback Barkley going to get the start this Thursday night against the Jets. It's the first time they started a game of any kind since his senior season at USC. But like you said, Dave, a very interesting time for this Eagles roster. The starters looking ahead, starting to game plan for Jacksonville. But at the same time, a lot of those guys on the roster bubble fighting for their proverbial lives here in the NFL.
That's right. And so the roster is at 76 players. It must be at 75 prior to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, and then down to 53 by 4 p.m. on Saturday. We'll follow that, of course, every step of the way here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's get you caught up on the day's news, first and foremost, with Beauwulf out on the practice field.
Thank you, guys. And defensive coordinator Bill Davis addressed the media today, a few days away from the fourth preseason game. But he talked about something we saw in the third preseason game a few days ago against the Steelers, in which we saw the dime package for the first time for the Eagles defense. Bill Davis explains that this season, the second year into the scheme, there's room to add more tools to the toolbox. And Bill Davis also talks about Nate Allen taking the lead at the safety spot.
It's really another tool that the coaching staff now has to defend multiple receiver personnel groups. If we have a tight end that's always releasing, you can go to that package. A lot of teams have the tight end that still is intact and they still could run the ball. So you move in and out of nickel dime and see who they are, who you are, what your matchups are like. It's great to have that other tool, though, in place to activate. I would put Nate in the same category as Michael Kendricks and some of the other guys that now that we are year two in a scheme and the words haven't changed on them, we did not change the scheme on them, the structure's in place. I think they're big concept learners, and with some people, when you learn the concept and understand the concept, now the details become easier. And I think we've seen Nate grow because his understanding is now letting him calm. His mind is slowed down, and he's seeing more because he understands.
The pair of offensive playmakers who joined the Eagles in the same draft class also talked to the media after practice. LeSean McCoy says his thumb is fine. He'll be ready for the opener. He talks about what it's like to have Chip Kelly push him. And then Jeremy Maclin talks about what it's like to play with Nick Foles.
I mean, I can think of so many different things that he challenged me with. Just small things with the playbook. You know, saying if I could play different positions, would I know what I'm doing? I think a lot of that is just, he's very intelligent, especially when it comes to this game. So he just finds different ways to challenge me.
I think, you use what you have done in the past to your advantage and you just build on it. I think him and I have gotten, on the same page. There was a play today where, if we didn't know each other, it wouldn't have happened. So, it's just about growing each and every day and just trusting each other.
Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur addresses the media tomorrow. Back to you guys in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. The Eagles defense, Chris, really showed some great things last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Getting to the quarterback, and no surprise throughout this preseason, Brandon Graham has been really active in the backfield.
Yes, he has. Two sacks tied for the team lead along with Vinny Curry. On the other side here of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, Graham talks about hoping to break out here in 2014, what it's like trying to live up to his expectations of being a former first-round pick, and he offers some advice for this year's first-round selection, linebacker Marcus Smith II.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare. So can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Our special guest today, linebacker Brandon Graham. And Brandon, you had a monster game Thursday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take me through that strip sack you had of Ben Roethlisberger late in the first half.
Well, it was a four-man rush. It was one of them things where I knew, like, man, hopefully I don't get chipped. But, I knew that most of the time they give one-on-ones, and, you know, I knew I was going to bull rush them. You know, back into the quarterback because, you know, I seen him on film a little light. So went out there. Everybody had their own lane, like, you know, the other end. Trapped them in, and I went inside and stripped the ball.
So this preseason, 5 sacks for the team. You're tied for the team lead with 2. How different has this preseason been as compared to a year ago when you were learning the defensive scheme?
Well, like you say right there, I mean, you know, I'm continuously learning, but I mean, I'm better than I was last year. Last year was just all new to me. You know, it was all trial and error. But now it's more, it's like, all right, now you know this. Now we can teach you a little more and a little more. And, you know, rushing the passer is one of them things that I know that I can do. It's just, you know, in space, I'm still trying to work on, you know, getting better with that.
Is Bill Davis and the coaches doing a better job of getting guys like you, Vinny Curry, guys who are still adjusting to the roles, the chance to do what you do best, and that's get to the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's giving us all a fair chance. You know, we all get great work. I mean, you know, ones, twos, and threes, you know, that's the first time I ever heard of that, you know, being here, that they get reps and they get quality reps at that. And I think right now they're just trying to figure out where they're going to put people and, you know, how they're going to play them in the game. And I think that's why it's preseason, you know, it's great. That, you know, that they see that, you know, I can get to the quarterback.
What's the secret? How do you get to the quarterback? What is the big secret?
I mean, I just use my size, man. I get up under them. You know, I try to beat them with speed. And, you know, if they try to cut me off, I bull rush into them and stuff like that. I mean, it's so many moves. It's so much stuff. It's all about give and take what the offense gives you. And, it's something we go over every day, man. And it's not like it's too much different than, you know, what we do in practice.
So, believe it or not, it's already been 5 years that you've been here in Philly. How much have you changed, not so much as a player, but as a person, from the time you came in as a first-round pick back in 2010?
Man, I changed a whole lot. I mean, you know, I really learned how to be a pro here. You know, a lot of people say it's hard to play here, and it's definitely hard, you know. And I know I haven't, you know, lived up to what everybody think, you know, I should be doing, but I know as a person, you know, I've grown a whole lot, and I'm glad it's starting to really translate to the field on how to really, you know, carry myself and, you know, practice and, you know, go out there and play.
Now, how much of the change has been from Chip Kelly with the program that he's instilled here, from nutrition, the diet, all those different aspects?
It's one of them great things, man, where my body right now feel real good, you know, and usually in camp you feel like, man, I can't wait till it's over and this and that. I mean, even though you still feel that because you can't wait for the game, the first game, but I think with Chip, you know, coming in and really appreciating, you know, the work we put in and knows that the body needs to recover, and, you know, he gives us that time that we need to recover, and, you know, it's just so much different techniques that you could do, you know, that he exposes to.
How important is the stability aspect here? Because you look at yourself and your fellow draft classmate, Nate Allen, guys haven't really had a chance to be in the same defensive scheme for the couple of years in a row, and it seems like it's making a world of difference this year, learning Bill Davis's scheme and the Eagles' scheme last year and being able to capitalize and build upon it into this year.
Well, you know, me and Nate, we have pretty much almost the same role. Nate might have been out there, he's been a starter a little more than I have, you know, but, I mean, it's just one of them things where we both trying to show, you know, Eagles fans and, you know, the Philadelphia organization that, you know, that they made the right pick with us and that, you know, we can continuously learn and whatever you bring, you know, in here, we're going to definitely thrive, you know, and that's one of the things that this year I'm like, man, I got to have a big year. And that's why I'm just so hungry, you know, because I know that we got the team to take it all the way.
Last thing I want to ask you about Marcus Smith II, this year's first-round pick. What have you seen from him to this point? And are you working with him behind the scenes, offering him some hints to help him with that transition from college to the NFL?
Well, man, one thing I noticed, he asks questions, and that's a great thing. I mean, he coming in, you know, really taking it serious and really wants to be the guy that, you know, everybody, you know, drafted him to be. And, I mean, it's a learner. It's one of them things. It's like, man, I've been there before. I know exactly what you're going through. It's a lot of pressure, but forget all the pressure. Just come in, do you. You know, come in, do your film, do everything they ask you to do. Work on whatever you need that you need to work on. Like, you know, he told me today, you know, his weakness is his technique right now. And I told him, go out there and do some extra work. You know, go with coach, you know, talk to him. I mean, use all you can before this first game, because when this first game come and the season come, it's go time. It's not, oh, we got to wait on Marcus until you get it right. No, one play and you mess up and you cost us, I mean, they're going to be mad. So, you know, I told him, you know, just go out there, be cool. I think it's starting to sink in to where he's like, you know, starting to slow down to him a little bit. It was a lot of fast pace in the first two games, but that third game, you know, I was able to talk to him when we was out there making calls, and I'm like, all right, now I see, you know, he's starting to be a little, you know, more chilled and, you know, excited. He'd be overexcited sometimes.
Linebacker Brandon Graham, can't wait to see you tear it up on Thursday night against the New York Jets. Thank you for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Famous fries you love, plus a shake of three new flavors you add. Introducing McDonald's Shake and Flavor Fries. Shake up something new to love at McDonald's.
As you get ready for this season, stop by your local Acme Markets and make a charitable donation of $1 or more. When you do, you'll receive an Eagles keychain schedule. Proceeds will be donated to local charities, including Eagles Youth Partnership. We welcome you back to the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time to talk a little bit about one of the unsung, really positive stories of this preseason. Defensive end Brandon Bear. They call him a two-gapper, and he's pretty much played his way onto the roster.
Yes, he is. A 29-year-old spent last year on the practice squad, and he's not your typical player. Married with three kids, has a number of off-the-field interests, but somehow he's gone under the radar throughout the course of training camp in the preseason. That is until now. Let's learn a little bit more about Bear, as he's the subject of today's Player in Focus with Melissa Kelly.
There are currently 9 former Oregon Ducks on the Eagles roster, including defensive end Brandon Bear. The 29-year-old is going into his second season in the NFL after originally signing with the Kansas City Chiefs as an undrafted rookie in 2011. In 2012, he was part of the Oakland Raiders practice squad before signing to the Eagles practice squad in 2013. So far in 3 preseason games, Bear has collected 4 tackles and 2 assists and says that he's going to try to be the best player that he can be to help make the team better.
You know, I got to perform with my best ability for all of us to be improved. That's pretty much what I've been doing. You know, just working as hard as I can. And I've just been doing everything I can to pull from them and take the information that they're giving me and just applying it on the field and just, you know, going to continue to grind that way.
With Bear joining the team at the end of preseason last year, he missed an entire month of learning the system. Although he was behind at the time, head coach Chip Kelly has seen him make strides during training camp this year.
I think a lot of that development, never had been through an off-season program with us, never had been through a training camp with us. So I think Jeff Mayle's kind of in that same boat. Brad Smith's kind of in that same boat. You know, guys that we picked up, Najee Goods like that. We didn't pick up Najee till the cutdown day from Tampa Bay. And then, you know, so they missed the benefit of all those guys we talked about missed the benefit of a whole off-season program. They missed the benefit of preseason training camp. And I think what you're seeing out of all those guys, Najee has really stepped his game up. The linebacker Brandon has, you know, I think it's just a situation where they understand what we're trying to get accomplished. Now, last year they were probably playing catch-up, so to speak, and now they're not playing catch-up. So, you know, they're getting a chance to really show what they can do to contribute. So.
Bear and the Eagles will compete in their final preseason game this Thursday against the New York Jets. You can catch the game locally on 6ABC or nationally on NFL Network at 7 p.m. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa. Now we're going to shift our focus to the offensive side of the ball and quarterback Matt Barkley, who gets his start on Thursday, the first time he started as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. He'll get the reps this week in practice. And for him, it's an opportunity to further develop something that's so important for a quarterback, chemistry with his offensive line, his running backs, and his receivers.
A lot of that in-game experience happens with the preparation that you put in with those receivers or the tight ends and the timing of their routes and knowing their body language, knowing when they drop their hips or if they turn their shoulders right before they make a break, knowing that that's when the ball's got to get out, and knowing your personnel too, knowing their speed. You know, a lot of guys on our team just run differently, and so you have to throw the ball differently according to who you're throwing to. And so in this second year, I do feel a lot more comfortable with that, even with the timing of the receivers and knowing their tendencies. It helps with accuracy and ball placement.
We thank you for joining us today on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We're back tomorrow at 5 o'clock, again, with our eyes on the New York Jets, Thursday at 7 o'clock. Make sure you watch it on 6ABC in Philadelphia and follow all the action right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.